Coming up in this podcast, BHP expansion, EPA decisions, renewable projects, rising stars, and business news awards.
Welcome to Mark My Words, the weekly podcast from Business News, with Mark Pownall and Mark Beyer discussing the important business news and data stories from Western Australia.
Welcome to our weekly podcast.
Hi, I'm Mark Beyer. Now, Mark Pownall, you've just come back from Dallas, Texas. You attended the annual conference of the Alliance of Area Business Publishers, and your hands are full. Tell us what you came back with.
Yep, we had a few wins, Mark. Same as last year, we matched our record haul of three awards. And I thought this year was great because we straddle that great divide of the old school, the traditional media, the newspapers and magazines and hard copy, as we call it. And we also, of course, have our digital products. So we won Most Improved Publication for our newspaper. And that's really based on when we flipped from weekly to fortnightly. We did a redesign and they loved our redesign. They thought that was fantastic. And we also took a bronze for design in the paper, and that's using some of the little design techniques we use. They thought were terrific. And as for the redesign of the paper, they talked about the fact that we added a technology section and things like that, which were, they thought, as well as some of the design elements within it, was great. We also won a silver for best website, which is fantastic. And they basically said, this is how the internet should be used, which is lovely.
Great news.
Yeah. And look, also just from that, you know, the awards were at the end of a conference there, which were with the Area Business Publications. Most of them are from North America. In fact, all of them except for us. And it's great affirmation that our BNIQ product is something that they just wish they had. A search engine with all the data, because they collect the same data, but they just don't have the ability to match it up with their stories like we do. So it's nice to be seen and perceived as someone who's ahead of the game when it comes to dealing with the Americans. Anyway, Mark, whilst I was away, I see there was significant news around some big projects, the latest being BHP's South Flank.
Yeah, look, this is really good news for people in business in WA. BHP's committed to spend about $240 million initially preparing for South Flank, which will be their next big iron ore expansion in the Pilbara. They're planning to do a final approval for that in the middle of next year. If it goes ahead, it'll be about $3.5 billion, thousands of jobs during construction. And what's important here, this is simply to sustain their production volumes in the Pilbara. It's not a growth project. So this is, they've just got to keep on spending money just to get the volumes through. Very similar to what Rio Tinto's doing. They're doing a feasibility study on their Koodaideri project. Similar story, that'll cost about $3 billion. Very encouraging news. Also, during the week, Monadelphous, you know, they've been a leader for a long time in sort of engineering and construction contracting. They've picked up a lot of new contracts in the oil and gas space. And interestingly, a lot of it on the Ichthys LNG project up at Darwin.
Yeah, okay.
Now, this is coming towards the tail end of its construction phase, but it just highlights big projects like Ichthys and Wheatstone. There's still a lot of people working on those projects as they move towards completion. And also on the project front, some more good news around lithium. You know, it's been a hot sector, quite a lot of money going into it. The biggest investor in that space in WA is a Chinese group called Tianqi Lithium. Now, their general manager, Phil Thick, was speaking at a mining club function during the week. He said that people have been looking at the growth in electric cars. That's the real driver of lithium batteries. And he said their view is the supply chain just won't be able to keep up with very large projected growth in lithium demand.
Yeah, good news,
isn't it? His group is spending $1 billion in Western Australia upgrading their Talison mine, building a processing plant at Kwinana. And so that's great news for the likes of Pilbara Minerals, Altura, Galaxy, and many other listed companies that are angling for a future in lithium. So, and positive.
And Mark, the demand side is only part of the story, isn't it? I mean, when you look at lithium, Western Australia is a big player in the global market. I think 40% of lithium comes out of WA at the moment. And yet, really, if you look at reserves around the globe, WA has not got a great deal of reserves compared to Chile and Argentina and places like that. What we do have is a really open climate here for getting things done when it comes to mining, which they don't have over there. So, you know, it's great to see that this lithium is getting exploited and we can be a world player at a time when it's in demand. You know, it just shows that allowing mining and letting it happen makes a big difference.
And look, on that point, Phil was also asked a question, why is Tianqi investing all this money in a processing plant at Kwinana?
Mm.
Why don't they build it in their home market of China? He said their customers are looking for diversity and security of supply. That's why they want the plant in Australia.
Interesting. So, there you go. Well, look, and you know, I think speaking of, you know, an open environment and for investment, the Environmental Protection Authority has knocked back some other iron ore hopefuls, some projects recently. Now, what's the story there?
Yep. Look, both in the Midwest area, Mineral Resources is looking to develop a couple of new pits north of Southern Cross, and Sinosteel is looking to develop a new pit east of Geraldton, so very broadly in that Midwest region. These have been long-running reviews around these developments, and the EPA is, their view is that it's just not compatible, that if you develop these deposits, you destroy the critical sort of environment where it's located. So it's a handball to the minister and a test for the new McGowan Labor government as to how they're going to balance these environmental concerns with the jobs and the investment that will come with it.
The jobs and investment that come at the right time. It's quite fascinating, this one. And look, I've been a little bit outspoken on this in the past. I understand the EPA has its job, and I do get it, but this idea that, you know, you go and investigate stuff where a mine's going to take place rather than having a really broad look and understanding the environment, I think is just, I don't know, I think it's a little crazy. And I've been up in many parts, the Midwest needs this kind of business, and I've been up in lots of parts of WA, and there's plenty of WA around, and these are pinpricks in the WA context. So anyway, that's my view. Now, in a somewhat related area, renewable energy, another sort of project-based thing that's been very active lately. What's happening there?
Yeah, look, I've done a bit of a look at that field, looked at what's happening in terms of big renewable energy projects in the southwest area of WA. It's about 10 very substantial projects that people are trying to get underway. Well, in fact, two of them are starting construction this year. There's a solar farm up north of Perth underway that APA Group is doing, and another one is about to start construction near Byford, so effectively in the metro area, which is quite unusual. But there's some other very big ones coming up, and this is another area where sort of commerce and politics intersect, because there's some big decisions for the state government around renewable energy targets and whether they want Synergy to develop big new projects. Synergy has got both a wind farm and a solar farm they'd like to do, but they're effectively competing with some private groups who say, well, we can do the same thing but better.
Yeah.
So, some really sort of interesting issues there. And, of course, that then ties into some of the longer-term issues around reform of the energy market and whether the government will allow competition in the retail electricity market, which the unions are opposing.
Yeah.
And yet Energy Minister Ben Wyatt thinks it's a good thing. So, once again, that's another challenging issue for the new state government.
Yeah, and look, you know, I guess they said they're not going to privatise Western Power, so it'll be interesting to see whether maybe they can compromise in some other areas. Now, Mark, earlier in the week we held our Rising Stars Awards. A terrific night.
Yeah.
Really great night. Tell us about the winners.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've been going to that awards night. I mean, it's, 12 years, I think, that's been running. And one of the great thing about these awards and others that we run is the diversity of businesses that enter and win these awards. A niche business servicing people that want their pets looked after and doing pet funerals and grievance counselling for pet owners. You know, you have a chuckle, but it's a growth industry and it's a fantastic business achieving amazing growth. Other people like site services, you know, looking after construction sites, you know, very traditional field, but doing something in a smart way. PeopleSense, doing a lot of counselling for people who are dealing with tough issues in the workplace or in their life.
Yeah, or trauma, I think, too, like yes. PTSD and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Great success. The overall winner was a relatively recent startup, New Hera. So a technology-based business. A great story because it's a blend between Perth, they're taking some intellectual property developed at Curtin University, and yet some of the people are based out at Silicon Valley. So it's a global business run from Perth. So, fascinating story.
Yeah, and launched its product earlier this year and has already done, I think it's out there publicly, $4 or $5 million worth of sales. Incredible.
Yes. And look, in a sector that most of us had never heard of until relatively recently. In fact, probably didn't exist.
Yeah.
Wearable technology. So it's all about a little piece you put in your ear, blocks out all the ambient noise, but you can pick up the things you want to hear. So a lot of people around the world in this space now, and we've got people in Perth who are really at the leading edge.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. It's a brilliant story. And look, I'm pretty sure that Justin Miller, who heads New Hera, he won a Rising Star Award with his company Empired back in 2003 or 2004. Anyway, I can't remember the date now. I thought it was 2003. So those awards have been around for quite some time.
Mm. And yeah. Justin also was a winner of a 40 Under 40 Award.
That's right.
In his younger days. He had a chuckle about his age when he accepted the Rising Stars Award the other night.
Yep.
But yes, there's been a bit of news among a few other of our 40 Under 40 alumni.
Yep, tell us about that.
One of which, Mark Barnaba. In fact, he was the inaugural First Amongst Equals joint winner back in 2002, very first year of 40 Under 40. So Mark has announced that he's stepping down from Macquarie Bank, where he's WA chairman, and going on to the Reserve Bank Board. So a very prestigious appointment, succeeding John Akehurst, the old Woodside boss, who will be stepping down. So I think next phase of Mark Barnaba's career, non-executive director. He's already on the board of Fortescue Metals, now the Reserve Bank. So I suspect we'll be seeing some news before too long about some other significant board appointments.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And some other news around 40 Under 40 winners?
Yes, Manny Papadopoulos, who in fact was the also won back in 2002 alongside Mark Barnaba. He's joined the Tourism WA board. There was an announcement by the state government. Now, this one's interesting, a great appointment for Manny and other people. Nathan Harding, he's a well-known player in the tourism space. He's the new chair. Linda Wayman, used to run Southern Cross Austereo, has gone on the board. Kevin Brown from Perth Airport. So some good new appointments.
Mm.
But this has happened because Peter Prendeville has stepped down as chairman. Howard Cairns has stepped off the board and a couple of others. And we're seeing a few of these moves in state government agencies where people are stepping aside. Paul Andrew has left Lottery West.
Yep.
Kim Papalia has stepped down as Road Safety Commissioner. Now, no coincidence that the government is about to fold 41 government agencies into 25.
Mm-hmm.
And these sorts of organisations, like Tourism WA, will be losing some of their autonomy and getting folded into a much larger government department. So there's bound to be more ructions as the government pursues these changes.
Absolutely. Oh, thanks for Mark. And look, at just a little memory, little bit of history here. I was not only was I judging Rising Stars this year, but I was judging 40 Under 40 back in 2002 when we launched it. And we gave the rest of the business news organisation, Conniptions, as a judging panel when we decided we want to award two winners for the First Amongst Equals. I think there was a airline travel part of that, which made things a little difficult. But our view was, it's the first one, and you had Mark Barnaba, corporate Perth, coming up high flyer, and you had Manny Papadopoulos, small business. And we felt that if we chose either one, it was hard to pick them. we would set the scene of the awards as being either corporate or small business, and we felt like if we brought those two together as joint winners, we would kind of allow 40 Under 40 to show that it was for everybody. It was a tough decision. The Business News executive backed it, and I think it was a great decision in the end. And of course, Mark's been a particularly high flyer ever since, and wish him the best of luck with the Reserve Bank appointment. So how do you like this podcast? If you reckon what we do is worth recommending to others, please like us in the Apple iTunes store or wherever else you download your podcast. Even better, write us a review. It all makes our podcast easier for others to find. And the more people who listen to us, the more resources we can put into this service. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Mark My Words with Mark Pownall and Mar Beyer from Business News. For more information, please go to businessnews.com.au/podcasts. And to receive these regularly, search for Business News WA in iTunes or SoundCloud.